You are listening to a special edition Place to Be Nation Pop Pod Blast. Nick Duke goes to the Star Wars Marathon. Episode 11, Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, spoiler-free review, and Movie Marathon Wrap-Up.
Place to Be Nation Pop. This is Nick Duke, and I have survived. It is 8:18 p.m., and I have just gotten checked into my hotel room, which was within walking distance of the theater, about a half-mile walk. So 8:18, been up since 4 yesterday. Yeah, we're looking at right at like 40 hours, if my math is correct, but it very well could be wrong at this point due to the exhaustion and the delirium. So yeah, here we are. I'm gonna probably wrap this trip up, you know, because I haven't been just quite unhealthy enough. There's a Giordano's deep dish around the corner that I'm probably gonna order some takeout from and eat and then pass out before I get on my plane back home tomorrow. So, Rise of Skywalker. As I said in my last update, gonna try and keep this as spoiler-free as possible. Let's start with this. If you are coming into this movie anticipating that some of the choices that were made in The Last Jedi might be walked back, you're correct. And if that is a non-starter for you, you're not going to enjoy this as much as I did, probably. I don't want to get into how they're rolled back or what the particulars of some of those things are, but suffice it to say that J.J. Abrams has a little bit different take on how he wants these characters' backstories and legacies and just how they're fit in the general universe, how he wants that to go, than did Rian Johnson. And again, I love Last Jedi. I'm not knocking Last Jedi. But what this movie does do is deliver on fan service in the biggest possible way. There are callbacks to virtually every film in the Skywalker saga to this point. There are a variety of cameos, some you know about, some you probably don't know about, and should do your best to go in unspoiled. He definitely knows if you're a fan of this franchise the way I am, J.J. Abrams knows there are ways to get at you emotionally, and he definitely hits those buttons in this very effectively. There are a couple of times where I got a little misty-eyed. I won't say it was as emotionally affecting as something like Avengers Endgame was for me, where I was full out crying in the theater, but he definitely knew ways to get at me when he's making the movie. Action-wise, I thought it had outstanding action scenes and probably the most relentless pace of any of the sequel trilogy. This movie is go, go, go from the jump, and perhaps there's an argument to be made that there are things in the movie that could have benefited from slowdowns to focus a little bit more on character stuff. But the movie is so damn entertaining that it's hard to really take much issue with that. I think this is the best performance of Daisy Ridley has given thus far in this sequel trilogy. Adam Driver is great as well. Carrie Fisher, with what they were able to get from her reused footage, is very good. And of course, Ian McDiarmid, as I've said earlier in this audio diary of mine, I'll take as much of that guy as Emperor Palpatine as we can get, and I'll leave the specifics of what his resurrection entails and what his plan is unsaid. That'll be better suited for a spoiler-filled review. All in all, on first watch, I'm trying to determine where it ranks among the sequel trilogy for me. I think it's pretty close to Last Jedi, and I think it's better than Force Awakens. I think it's clear to me Force Awakens is the weakest of the three. This one is almost like a good blend of Force Awakens and Last Jedi. It doesn't take the big, wild, crazy risks and unexpected turns that Last Jedi does, but it does take enough to keep it from being just a retread. I don't want to say Force Awakens was just a retread, from feeling or being open to that retread criticism. In terms of the larger Star Wars saga, I guess off the top of my head, let's see, now we are 11 films in, 9 plus the two anthologies. I would have it behind Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back. I'd have it behind Rogue One. I'd have it behind Revenge of the Sith. I'd have it behind A New Hope. So it would be right there in that range with Last Jedi for me. So 6th or 7th out of the 11 films. But again, you got to remember when you're talking to me about these things, I think that Solo and Episode 1 are average movies. I think that Episode 2 is a good movie, much to many people's consternation. And I think really all the other movies are great for what I'm looking for out of them. I have a hell of a lot of fun with them. So I would classify this as a great movie. And I know that's probably controversial for some. But you know, if you're looking for unbiased opinions, I'm not the guy to come to. I am the person who shall not be named when it comes to Star Wars. Absolutely love them, and this is no exception. It definitely does give you a sense of closure for a lot of these characters, while also doing enough to leave the door open so that we know that there are other places to go if they so choose. But I kind of get the impression they might take a break from these characters for a while and check back in on them at a later date. I would love to see the franchise go into its past, its distant past. I would specifically love to see some Knights of the Old Republic type stuff, but I know that's highly unlikely. But Star Wars is in a strong position. You know, for the majority of my lifetime, we didn't really have Star Wars films in theaters. I was born in 1987, and from 87 through 98, there were no Star Wars films. And then we had the prequels, and we thought that was it. But now we're in a position where every couple of years there's going to be Star Wars on the big screen. We've got The Mandalorian. We've got another season of Clone Wars coming. Star Wars is stronger than it's ever been before, and it's a great that's a great thing in my estimation. So all in all, I guess the big question here, not really relating to Rise of Skywalker, but relating to this excursion that I've been on, is was it worth it? I've already had a couple people ask me that. And I got to say, yeah, it was. Definitely had some downs, don't get me wrong. I had a couple of my friends, Russell and Garner and others, ask me about or reacting to my audio updates from right after A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. And I'll be honest with you guys, I have literally no recollection of recording those. that was a tough time, but pushed through, had a hell of a lot of fun, got to experience something that I love with other people who were just as passionate about it as I am, and that's always a really cool thing. So all that being said, I hope you've enjoyed these. I hope you've gotten something out of them, and if not, be sure to tweet at JRsBBQ with your complaints, and he can probably help you out and let you know what to do with your complaints. But with all that being said, this is Nick Duke signing off from a hotel room in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. May the Force be with you always.